Welcome back to part two of our 200th episode celebration. Today, host Mark Brewster looks ahead to the future of the podcast and breaks down the vision behind ChattingLocal.com.
This is my ideas, and I've had ideas, and some of them, a lot of them flop. They don't get where. But one thing that is a little different at this particular point is a couple of these ideas. I've got friends of the podcast, partners that want to come in because they see the benefit to their business, and they succeed, I succeed, I can then take it and package it to other places. And I've always had a heart for the local entrepreneur. You know, all my podcasts end with remember to buy and shop locally.
And kudos to you, because I have no entrepreneurial desires whatsoever. I'm happy to have somebody else handle the headaches, and I generate the product.
The one thing about it, and that's what teaching did, is all of a sudden it opened up another area that I went, I got to work at this. I got to develop this. I got to build this program. I got to, you know, it's like giving the keys to something that isn't existing. And I'm like, oh. But anyways, that's kind of where we're kind of at, and, you know, moving, and at the episode 200, who knows? You know, I don't know. I'm anxious to see where this goes, and I feel as long as I can help somebody, I'm okay.
Where would you like that number to go? 400?
You know what? I didn't think it was going to get to 200. I didn't look past episode one, to be quite honest with you. It was like, okay, I'm going to start this. If I could go back and tell myself, you know, maybe biweekly would have been a little nice at one point. But at this particular time, I have many in the can that just have to be edited and put out. It's a lot of work. These things take hours to put together, which is fine.
Plus you've got to edit out the odd comments from folks like myself.
Or do I edit?
Yeah, you really do need to edit out the...
But for the most part, the nice thing about it, you know how we're having a conversation right now? We could be having this at a restaurant. And that's...
Yeah, but you didn't want to feed me, so...
I told you afterwards.
I know.
Yeah, but I don't know where it's going, and I think it's kind of fun not knowing.
Okay. So I've got a note here, and there's a bit of a question mark in my head. What is Chat Local?
Well, Chatting Local, to me, when I started the podcast, I didn't realize that I was going to get people from outside of Montcalm. One thing that I did is I did pigeonhole myself by saying Discover Montcalm.
Okay.
Means Montcalm, and they don't really want to know about counties in the UP or wherever. That as I was, you know, going along, and I fought this for a little bit because I was true to my, it's discover.com and you got to be within the county lines in order for me to do this. But when people start asking, what's the one thing in business? When your customers, potential customers speak, thou shall, should listen.
Are we looking at other counties?
Yes. But one thing that I looked at with this is that Chatting Local, I'm hoping, can be spun into its own podcast. And I want to be very careful not to dilute my message of Discover. That's where I thought we could go outside of the county lines. Or the bigger picture is, if when it's time, Chatting Local can be done anywhere, because you can chat local where you're at. You know, whether it's another state, another country, you can talk locally about what's important to people. So I wanted to have a door that I could open that would allow me to go down another path.
Podcast travelogue.
It very well could be. I mean, there's a lot of people doing them. You said, you know, follow people as they go to Alaska, or follow this or that. I don't know where it's going
to
go.
But there are folks in different areas that have messages to share.
Yeah.
And there are all kinds of neat and interesting things out there. I have specific interests.
But so does everybody else.
Right.
And that's where I can help people start their own podcast if they want to go down that direction. That's what Discover has opened for me, is that, wow, there's a bigger world. This will give me an opportunity to have my shop.
Yeah. You know,
and yeah. Get out of my wife's hair so we have a long and happy marriage.
She's a wonderful woman.
Yeah. She puts up with me. Yes, she is.
And did I say that right?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Well, and, you know, you and I mean, talking about family, you were some of the first, you and your wife, Karen, at the time, you met Brenda shortly after we started.
Yeah.
Browers Park.
Around a campfire.
Yes. Yeah.
I had a little trailer, little 12-foot Shasta with wings out the back.
You know, and it was before Kids for All of Us. I mean, obviously, we had just started dating, so yeah, it was before Kids. But, you know, that's cool. And the fact that, you know, at the time of the 200th, we'll be celebrating our 39th year. You know, it's like, wow. But yeah, I've known you longer than I've known my wife.
Oh, sorry. No,
our sense of humors are very similar.
We do have a similar. Well, and the kids grew up together. They went to school together.
Yeah, yeah. And it's been a great run. It's been a great run, and I've enjoyed every minute. And you know, I think I look back, and there's a lot of people that I wouldn't be where I'm at if it wasn't for them at one point or another. You know, you surround yourself with your friends, and they'll lift you up and tell you when you've done wrong or help you. And that's life. That's cool.
Yeah. I've always enjoyed your company.
Yeah. Oh,
and your wife's.
Yeah.
So there are people out there going, okay, he's known him for over 40 years. Yeah. And he's saying, well, look, everybody's saying, yeah. That guy is.
Yeah. If you want the dirt, Mark probably has it. Though it might cost you to get it out of him.
Nah.
Because there was no phones back when.
Oh, no. No, the technology back then was, you know, a car battery if you needed longevity.
Yeah.
And, you know, in a golf cart that had, you know, all your equipment on it.
Well, I joke with people and I say that, you know, we didn't have cameras back then to document all these stories, and my friends lie. They probably remember it better than I do.
Yeah, and there was no Googling it. You couldn't, you know, if you had a question, it was Encyclopedia Britannica. We were talking about stuff earlier, and you mentioned something called Friends of the Podcast, and I kind of let that go by. Help me out. Can you help me understand that?
Next up in part 3, Mark answers a big question. Who are the Friends of the Discover.com podcast? Hit the like, follow, and share, and support the show. Let's band together and tell Montcalm County's story.